T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Welcome back. It is the afternoon show, live from Chickies and Pete's. Nothing goes better with Philly basketball, hockey, and baseball than Chickies and Pete's pregame, endgame, or postgame online, chickiesandpete's.com. Twitter question today is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers with diamond engagement rings for every budget online, marks-jewelers.com. Spike Eskin, Ike Reese, and Jack Fritz all hanging out here at Chickies and Pete's. So, every Friday, we usually, you know, since we're off the air tomorrow, opening day and all that stuff, we are doing something called the Memory Bank, where we are counting down, or we have the top 20 moments in Citizens Bank Park history. Francisco, what do we have today in the Memory Bank?
Here's the stretch, the kick, and the pitch. Swing and a line drive. Hit deep right field, down into the corner, and this is in there for a base hit. Post scores. Rollins on his way into second. He's going to try for third. Here's the relay, and it is not in time.
They got it.
Triple number 20 for Jimmy Rollins here on the final day of the season. He has gotten to 20, 20, 20, and 20 in the most dramatic fashion. 5-1 Phillies.
I mean, what a day that was.
Dude, 20, 20, and 20.
And 20.
And 20.
It's four 20s.
Yeah, so you got the double. Oh, so you got the doubles in there.
You got doubles, triples, home runs, and stolen bases.
Ooh.
But I'm told by the genius that Matt Holliday was the MVP, the real MVP that year. Who would ever say that? Who would ever say that? So, Jimmy Rollins, historic day. You know, that Fransky call, of all the Fransky calls, I think it's the most underrated. Like, yeah. You can hear the power in the voice. The stadium's going nuts.
Going crazy.
I think the number, I think how that game ends might be also part of our memory bank here, mm-hmm. because it was just an awesome day. You know, they take the field. They already know that the Braves are the Mets are getting killed because the Marlins are taking it to Tom Glavine. So all they have to do is they win and they're in. They chase down the Braves. I mean, the 07 Phillies were fantastic, yeah. And J-Roll, obviously, right in the middle of it.
That was. Yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Spike. Yep.
The other thing is we see 20 doubles. We see 20 stolen bases. We see 20 home runs. You look at the history of the number of players who have 20 triples in a season. It's not a lot. Like any time, I was looking earlier today, after 1940, I think it's happened like 6 times or something like that. So just to get 20 triples in a season alone is a crazy number. And then to add them with the other ones. Jimmy Rollins was so good. That team was, it was longer ago than it feels like. Do you know what I mean? Like we're almost, we're getting close to 20 years
almost
ago.
Almost 20 years, yeah.
But just to have that many just all-time Phillies on one team, amazing, amazing time.
Yeah, and that year with him getting the MVP, that was, and in that fashion, and getting that the 20th triple in that fashion, that was, for me, it solidified him as my favorite Philly of all time. That's when he, like, because I was on a Ryan Howard sort of back and forth with
hard
him.
Hard not to be.
Yeah, of course,
holy
right? It's
cow.
Like it's Babe Ruth, the type of home runs he was hitting. But I always liked Jimmy because Jimmy had the sort of personality. He was polarizing. And, you know, he was often criticized when, you know, sometimes justifiable. But then the one thing I liked about Jimmy, because this is when I was still an athlete in my mind at that time, and I hadn't freshly retired, Jimmy didn't mind giving it back to us a little bit as a fan base.
Yep.
So, you know, he's a little bit like Joel. And you poke him, like, Joel's like, you better be thick-skinned enough as well to take it back. Like, if you guys are going to come at me, every once in a while, I'm going to throw a little something your way to test your sort of toughness of skin. And so I love Jimmy for that. And he was the guy who had the swagger. He was the guy who said, we're the team to beat.
We had the swagger.
It was his swagger.
And he also, just a flair for the dramatic.
Yep.
You know, like.
What did Charlie call him? The red light
he's
player?
He's a red light player?
Yeah.
Red light player. Yeah, he's great player, great moment, great year. The 07 Phils chasing down the Mets. And, you know, Spike, you were talking about that team. By the way, I can't believe it's almost 20 years since the beginning of the run. How close do you think that this team is to the beloved status of that team? Because it's not, they're not there yet, but if they win a World Series, I mean, this team is right there with the 07-11 team.
But that's such a big if. I think there's a little bit of forgetting how much we love them because it was so long ago.
I agree.
Do you know, like taking it for granted a little bit. This team is great. Absolutely is great. And by the way, we do have a history of loving teams a lot that didn't win everything from the 93 Phils to the 02 Sixers. We definitely like teams that didn't get over the hump. But I do think they absolutely positively have to win a World Series to have that same sort of love affair that we had with that team, with 07 through 11, I guess.
Yeah. But
it was just such a great run with all-time players. And there's still something a little bit with this team that feels a little bought, you know, that, and whereas that team did not feel that way to me.
Right.
No, they're all homegrown.
Homegrown, all yes, sir.
Speaking of one of the players that, and why I wanted to play the J-Roll triple, is the Phillies haven't had a 200-hit guy since that year with J-Roll. So J-Roll had 212 hits. Trey Turner. Can he do it? Like, he is traditionally, his highest is 195.
Ooh.
Could Trey Turner get to 200 hits this season? And what kind of year you're really expecting from Trey?
I mean, I think they need a season like that from him this year. They need a full season of him being good. And, you know, me and L.A. are both batting average guys. You know,
for sure, yeah.
We're
closers and yep. Wins, pitching wins matter. Yeah,
but with a lineup that is so boom or bust, and a lineup that did go cold. I mean, he was one of the people that went cold. You know, at the end of the Diamondback series last year. I think having a player like that hit like that would be a welcome part of the lineup, I think. I just think they need somebody in that lineup to be that kind of a player. So whether we can expect it or not, I have no idea. I have 1 year of watching Trey Turner regularly, but he certainly seems capable, and he does not have the things going against him this year that he had last year. There's no excuses for him this year.
No. Plus 2,200 for MVP, by the way, Spike. So.
Keep putting that out there for everybody to hear.
Yeah.
I've already placed my bet, so
yeah, don't worry about it.
Yeah, I'm good.
And I'm on the record. I actually do think that JT, of the three, like him, Bryce, and Turner,
yeah,
I think JT actually finishes with the highest in the MVP race.
Really?
No.
I do.
No,
I think
there's
JT's,
no way.
I think
no
he's going to have a monster year. I really do. I think JT is going to be like...
Yeah, you know the type of year he would have to have a better year than Bryce and Trey Turner?
I'm aware. I think he's going to be phenomenal. So
as he's getting older, he's about to have his peak season.
Dude, Posey had one of these kind of mid-30s kind of breakout. Not
right.
Breakout, but
I'll take it.
Fantastic year. The biomechanics lab. I know you're
listen,
always.
I know you're a Cavs man. So,
Spike, have you seen JT's calves? I mean, just top tier.
Well, he's a catcher. He better have great calves.
I mean, he was a catcher. He's a linebacker. He was a quarterback. I mean, he's a Cavsman. You know?
Do you have a crush on every one of these players, dude?
Like, yes, he does. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Well, what's the issue? Relax. I love the Phils. Phil season starts tomorrow. Relax. But winning the division doesn't matter. We'll get to some cryptic tweet that the Sixers put out today in 1 second. But, Spike, you know me. When you think of Jack Fritz, you think of appliances, especially as I enter into my 30s. And the Friends and Family Savings event is underway at National Appliance Warehouse in Tax-Free Wilmington. So you save money with the Friends and Family Savings event. You save money because it's in Tax-Free Wilmington. But you also save money because of Price Assure. And if you've heard me talk about Price Assure, you got to see it for yourself. Because
Can I say what it is? Because I've heard you say it.
Oh, here we go. Yes.
Well, they have special technology where the price of the item changes dynamically, like right there. So if it needs to go lower, it goes lower. They don't need to change anything. It just happens automatically. I've never seen that before.
It's pretty ridiculous, and you got to see it for yourself. So go down to Tax Free Wilmington and check out National Appliance Warehouse, a big box store, low prices, but excellent service. They get you in 8 seconds or less when you walk through that door. I usually walk in there clueless, and when I leave, I feel like an expert. That's the National Appliance Warehouse difference. Go down and get the Electrolux front load washer and electric dryer. You save an extra $100 when you buy the pair, and you save even more because, again, National Appliance Warehouse is in Tax-Free Wilmington. And tell them Jack Fritz sent you. Spike, the Sixers tweeted out a GIF, whatever, of Joel Embiid eating an apple, which is like a million years old.
It's my favorite GIF.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's an Ike one.
They stole that from me.
They did. If we could update the GIF game on the Sixers.
No, that's perfect for
not
Joel.
Not you.
Well, they realize that's a great GIF for Joel
like
Embiid.
It was filmed. It looked like they went through like a normal iPhone searches to try to find the GIF. Like, I expect more from a professional organization. But they tweeted out that photo. Spike, does that mean to you that Joel could be back Friday against the Cavs? I mean, I know he's going on a road trip, but they do have a game against the Cavs on Friday.
I don't know when. It's obviously soon, and I've been expecting it to be soon. I was looking at the schedule. My gut tells me the perfect one would be against the Thunder, right, when they're home. So they're at Cleveland, then at Toronto, and then home against the Thunder, and that would give them 7 games left, which means...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois. After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
He could probably play in 4 of them or 5 of them. You know, he's coming back within the next week would be my guess.
Yeah, and he's not going to come back on the road. It's going to be at home or definitely on national TV.
Probably.
Yeah.
It'd be a nice full circle moment, too. 2017, May's debut against the Thunder.
Yeah.
And then he saves the Sixers season by making his debut.
Oh, and that's a TNT game. We get both there. That's a nationally televised game, and it's at home.
Yeah.
Well, and by the way, you know, the playoff positioning, and they're still, you know, they're an 8 now, but they're within striking distance of 6. That last 6 games after that goes Heat, but then Grizzlies, Spurs, Pistons, Magic, Nets.
Yeah, it's basically preseason games, hopefully.
Yeah, there are winnable games in there. So if they're within the reach of the 6th seed when that happens, that'll be helpful. So I'm excited to see him, man. I'm very excited. The other think positive thing is they said 6 to 8 weeks. This will be 9 weeks, so it's not like he's rushed back. I think if you're looking for a situation where he is healed from the injury and ready to come back, he would not only be healed at this point, it would also give him more than 2 weeks of game action to get ready. So I'm excited. I'm excited to see him back. The last month and a half of Sixers basketball, and I've watched a lot of bad basketball over the last 10 years. The last month and a half has been a rough watch.
Well, this is what basketball purgatory kind of feels like.
Yeah.
I mean, Kelly Oubre taking your final two possessions and a chance to win a game is feels like hell.
Well, and the whole going up early in every game, but then knowing you're going to lose the game somehow in the damn second half, I'm tired of that too. Yeah.
And
I'm more surprised when they hold on to win versus them actually losing. I'm like, it seems like they get up every game in the first quarter. They just can't hold on.
And the sad part about the Oubre thing is, you don't want that guy finishing the games, but then you think to yourself, okay, well, they're doubling Maxey. Who's the next best option is Oubre. So that tells you sort of the situation.
Well, the next best option is Tobias. Let's not be silly. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Come on. Are we not done with this yet?
No, what do you mean? I'm just saying. Done with what? You said the next best option is Tobias. No, you don't agree?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oubre didn't even look his way on the final drive. Oubre was going to the rim.
Yeah, and we saw what happened.
Yeah. His outburst at the refs was embarrassing.
No, it was one of the greatest things I've ever seen.
No, don't be thirsty, Sixers Twitter.
I'm not being thirsty. I thought it was great.
That's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. You're a professional athlete. You're a B.
He was right. He got fouled. They admitted he got fouled.
He should have fouled Kawhi. He should have fouled Kawhi to cause the game to be even down at that point.
They said at the end of after the game, in the final 2-minute report, that a foul should have been called on Paul George.
Yeah, they should have lied, by the way. I mean, why? What's the benefit of that coming?
Yeah, exactly. Only thing I say about the last play there is that if I were on the other side of that, I wouldn't have wanted that call against me.
I think that's fair.
That's all. I didn't even tweet about it last night because I'm like, it's one of those calls where I could see where they didn't make the call, but there's some contact there. I wouldn't have wanted that call if it was a Sixer player and we got and we made a stop right there against another player and they called that foul against us. We'd have been outraged by that.
For sure.
I agree with that. I agree. It's just who he is. Oubre does one of two things. Oubre either shoots a three or goes hard at the rim. You want to see him shoot a floater or a mid-range jumper there when he had the opportunity. He didn't do it. And you can't rely on getting a foul call in that situation. But I did think it was funny when he called all of the referees bitches and their parents bitches and their grandparents
and their grandmas.
Bitches.
Yeah. Little much.
You got three of them in there, Spike. Good by you right there.
You're allowed. I can say that word, right? I'm allowed
listen,
to say that.
You would know better than we are. Yeah, you're better than we do, so yeah. I was just going to say, the one thing I do like about Oubre, you can't tell him he's not good. So, yeah. The confidence, I'll take that. I'll take somebody being overly confident in themselves. So, I do like that part about him. He's not afraid.
Yeah, he bothers me. Gino's in Conshohocken. What's happening, Gino?
Oh, not much. How's it going today?
What do you got, man? What do you feel about Embiid?
Well, here's what we got with Embiid. There's just way we can look at it. We can say past, present, or future, right? So if you look at the past, this town was very excited, saying this guy is going to be the greatest thing that's ever happened to this town. And there was glimpses of that. Now we're at the present. And we're at the present here, and we're going, well, what came out of that past? And it was called the Phantom of the Process, which was pretty cool at the time, right? But then that turned into the Ghost of the Playoffs because where does he go? He just disappears. You know what I mean? So what can you do? Now you got to look to the future. So do you bring him back with another 2 weeks left and then maybe another 2 weeks of playoff basketball? Or do you just say, sit and get hungry, come back next year hard, or just, know when to hold him, know when to fold him, and say, we got to start again?
Well, the problem for me with that is if he sits the playoffs while being able to play and then plays in the Olympics, I don't think that sits very well with the city.
He's not sitting. No, this is the dumbest. Why should he sit?
Yeah, I'm off that argument.
You just got to get him hungry because I don't
get him hungry. What are you talking about?
He's hungry enough.
I don't see that flair. I don't see that heart. I don't see that drive. It's just I don't know. You got to get this guy hungry.
So your position is to get him hungry is to while healthy have him not play in the playoffs.
Let him sit.
That's a great plan. You would be an excellent coach.
In the playoffs, he disappeared every year.
Well, those are different things. Why are you saying that the best way to make him good is to have him not play when he's healthy?
Make him hungry. Make him hungry.
Okay. Who's someone that you don't get, Gino?
Well, first of all, There's the, probably the most insane person ever to nobody gets Pee Wee Herman.
Pee Wee Herman.
What the heck was that all about?
All right.
Yeah, Jack, what was Pee Wee Herman all about?
So he was the now there's Mr. Rogers, right?
They are different things, buddy.
Well, they're kind of the same.
No, they're not.
They both do kid shows, right?
No, Pee Wee Herman was a comedian. Mr. Rogers hosted a kid show.
Well, what was Pee Wee Herman's show?
It was not a kid show. I mean, it was on Saturday morning, but it was a...
Sounds like a kid's time.
It started... okay.
What is the target audience of Pee Wee Herman?
Children. Well, it started as
a
comedy act for adults. It was on HBO.
But what did it morph into?
I'm telling you, if you really watch the show was transgressive and was not just a kid show. It is not Mr. Rogers. This is not a debate. They're very different.
All right. Since I clearly not up to date on Pee Wee Herman.
Yeah.
Is this a good answer for someone that you don't get?
Yeah, it's fine.
Do you guys get Pee Wee Herman?
No, we don't. We don't get Pee Wee Herman either. Yeah, but we understand what Pee Wee Herman was all about. Yes.
Okay. I mean, I love Pee Wee Herman.
I mean, okay. Spike was a Pee Wee Herman guy.
I'm a Pee Wee Herman guy.
Yeah, like I don't know what to tell you.
I mean, how old were you?
I did enjoy the movie. What was it called? It was the Pee Wee Herman?
Pee Wee's Big Adventure. It was awesome.
Pee Wee's Big Adventure.
Magical
yes.
Mystery Tour.
Yes.
Then there was Big Top Pee Wee.
Yeah, I did not get a big
I didn't mean to offend you as a number one P1 for the Pee Wee Herman crowd.
And then, of course, Pee Wee had his own experience in a movie theater.
Yes, he did. Yeah,
that's what brought everything to a closure right there.
Yeah.
I will say this. Change of heart, which I'm allowed to have.
You are.
On the Embiid plane. Only because he seems healthy from the standpoint of, would you say, Spike, he's at 9 weeks now?
Yep. Yeah, it'll be 9 weeks by the time he comes back.
Okay, so we're looking at a little bit of 9 weeks. Now, I will still say this. I think it's pointless for the play-in.
Play-in.
Still not loving that. Still not loving that. But I guess he's healthy. Let's see him. If he's back, he's going to play, what, 4 or 5, 6 games before the playoffs even start?
I mean, they have 9 games left.
Okay.
If he comes back the Thunder game, he has 7 games.
Okay, yeah, that's plenty of time to sort of get ramped up.
So you know last year when we did the show and I said I'm giving up on the Phillies?
Yeah.
I always knew this was coming from you. Like, I need to be back in on it.
Yeah, so did I, by the way. Yeah, so did I, but because I don't like being out on Embiid.
No.
But I was in too much of a protective mode.
Against Chuck.
Yeah, against Chuck, because I know what's coming. I know what's coming.
When they fall
See,
short.
See, Spike don't know yet, but it's coming, Spike.
Wait, what's coming?
Chuck.
You got about a preview Embiid, of it today. Yeah, you got a preview of it. But if he loses in the playoffs again, I mean.
Well, but let, if
not going to be any excuses. He's not going to give us any breathing.
He wants him held accountable.
Yes.
But here's the thing. If by chance, I'm not predicting this, but if by chance the Sixers succeed, get to the conference finals,
Ooh, Lord, yes.
Then Chuck's going to have to shut up.
Yes, sir.
Chuck's going to have to take his medicine.
Yeah, but the issue with that, Spike, is then he's going to turn into the biggest Sixers fan. You're not going to recognize him if they make the Eastern Conference finals.
Chuck is a lot like my dad in that all Joel has to do with Chuck to get him on his side is mention that he was inspired by one of his phone calls, and it's over.
I mean, it's over.
You did hear what he said with Bryce. He said the world's better with more Harpers in it.
Yes, he hasn't turned. He hasn't turned back since. Yeah.
That was a bit over the top.
Yeah,
I love Bryce too, but man, that was something.
Well, you wouldn't have said it on air,
sure,
but you feel that way though,
100%, and more Fritz's. But
we'll get to it. You have something to say about that.
I don't have anything to say about it. What I do have something to say about is that someone just walked through here in a Philadelphia Wings jersey.
Is that what that was?
And I'm not one to bring down one of the teams in this city. Like, where do you get it? How much is a Wings jersey?
I have no idea.
Like,
I didn't even know that was a Wings jersey.
Was it a throwback? Was it a modern one? I mean, I guess there's a game tonight. You going to Chickies and Pete's for the Wings?
What are the Wings?
They're the indoor lacrosse team.
Oh, okay.
Now, the Kicks were the indoor soccer team.
Right.
Philadelphia Kicks. One of our storied franchises at the Wells Fargo.
See how deep we go on this show, Spike?
That's right, Spike. We even cover lacrosse. 215-592-949.
Is that covering it? Is that what you're doing?
That's about as much as you're going to get.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what we do. On the other side, A Francisco Rojas top five at five.
Oh, no. He seems to always be there when his spike is on.
I know. I might need to change the schedule around.
It's not my fault. I don't do the schedule.
Don't make excuses before you
start. We're trying
to
take pressure off of you. You did okay Tuesday. Don't clam up now because Spike is here.
Right. You know, pressure is a privilege.
Pressure is a privilege. Billie Jean King.
Yep. The Billie Jean King.
By the way, Spike, have you ever heard that saying?
What's the saying?
Pressure is a privilege.
No.
Thank you.
It's popular. Come on.
Two for four on this show. Yeah. The top five of five is coming up next with Francisco. We'll get to that and all your phone calls as you roll along into the 5 o'clock hour. It's the afternoon show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Grand slams, no-hitters, and double plays are back. And there's no better place to get in on MLB action than FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sports book. Because right now, new customers can start the MLB season with $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Now, that's $200 you can use to bet on money lines, totals, strikeouts, homers, you name it, or combine your bets in a same-game parlay for a chance at...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.